Okay, hopefully we're all on the same timeline, everybody. Are you out there? Are you all waving at each other? So let's hope that you can all see each person out there. And we're all here live and wiggling. So we should have us coming through. We'll just see what happens here. I imagine it might take maybe a half a minute delay here. So we were talking about that the timelines that are here became breached, which means that the aliens were coming into our timeline. Or the one that maybe most people use. It's a little hard to discern what was going on, but they were actually there coming in. I saw the energies. The soldiers were battling way out there in the Beyondo. They came in. It's kind of like seeing a cellophane, in a sense, being stretched. And so that was a few nights ago. Very disconcerting. So what we decided to do, because you don't want to be dealing with these clone replicas, is their clone replicas are desperately trying to get programs. And in order to have them get programs, they have to come into a timeline that would be pretty consistent for all of them. Even though there could be different races doing these clone replicas, or true clones, I'll just use the word true clones, then that means that they need to have the programs coming into them. Well, what happens when your neighbor or your boss is a clone and they shake your hand or they touch you? Are they able to take you sideways into their timeline? So that could be a little disconcerting, maybe scary, but evolving through probably much worse than this here. So all of a sudden, they come in and wonder why they're looking at you funny. And then all of a sudden, you feel a little strange because you feel like you're, what's that song, a whole generation lost in space or something, and you're lost. And all of a sudden, they start to bring forth the cloned replica of you that's trying to come into your physical space, like it's in your backpack, you know, waiting to come in to find a weak moment in your life or weak time come into you. So what we decided to do, since so many of you are using and doing the particular clearing, which is the psychic billboard, to enhance your life, to make it better, we decided to have you go to that clearing and add into that that you want to have space holders around you. Now, if your boss, will say, attempts to come into your energetic system to take you into the cloned reality, space holders will be around you as a buffer. And by doing so, the space holders can never be harmed because the space holders strictly hold light. And the worst thing is that if they get sent over to the darkness, they can't get rid of them. They can't be destroyed. They could cut them up and slice and dice them, but they're still going to hold light, and all they know is light. So they can't be manipulated like your spirit can be. So the whole thing is we can do that to help us maintain our integrity here. So do you want to talk a little bit more on that, Carrie?
Sure, yeah. So I'm not sure what was heard before. I was talking about it before, but I think none of it came over. So I was really just saying what you're saying, Ron, and I'll add that the planet has big space holders in it now. Many of you have heard Ron talk about this since the Earth spirit left. It's full of space holders. So the idea is kind of to create a sort of buffer zone around our bodies with using the billboard clearing to request that space holders be put around us. And then the programs from the dark will have a much harder time connecting to us in order to abduct more people and replace us with clones. And so if you don't have the billboard clearing, just get that one. It's just $20, and you can go in, you can use it for all the other things, you know, that we use the billboard clearing for, but what we're talking about tonight is to use it for this and then one other thing that we'll start talking about in a few minutes. So you just want to type in there that you would like to request, you want to request, or I request, let's choose some wording, Ron, here, like I request put space holders around me.
Yeah, that would work.
What would you like us to type in?
Yeah, that's good. Put them around you in your energetic field, in your auric field. Think of it like a shrink wrap with these energies around you. Remember, they're using the mind energy. This is how the psychic billboard works. So this is an ideal clearing for that, and because they're using mind to control you. And when you, that's why you're changing it. So when you put the space holders in around you, then you have a better, I can't guarantee it's going to be 100%, but at least you have something around you where you have a buffer zone, and they may not be able to breach you, take you off sideways into, you know, the strange reality. So that's kind of the whole thing here, is keeping your spiritual integrity of who you are, which is your spirit, and your body's spiritual integrity. You don't get off into a timeline that you know nothing about, or get real clone replacing you. You even want to do it for your pets and animals, too. Somehow they're not really attaching too much to animals that I have seen so far. In fact, I've had comments from people stating that their animals, probably more like dogs, would respond to seeing these clone people, because the person may look the same to you, but the dog recognizes a person as not being who they used to be. So it may start to bark at them or something. So that's one way to see if a person is real or not. Just bring, if you have a dog, bring it with you, and dog puts his tail between his legs and runs the other direction, you know that that's not you know, Uncle Harry anymore. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I just found my note here, Ron, about, you know, what we were talking about earlier about what we should write in, and you had had me write down, put space holders around me and the clones I am interacting with. So do you still feel that would be, that little second part is a good idea to put that in?
Yes, I would definitely put that in. Because remember, what can happen is you could be doing the clone a favor by giving it light, and it won't bother you anymore, as it will be, in a sense, forced to have light on it. And it may want to have that, but doesn't know about it. So that's kind of one way of looking at it. It's not against their free will, just that it'll be with them. So that's kind of how we perceive this here, is just, you know, giving the clones a life in the light, and that way the darkness will have a much harder time manipulating them in the future. You don't know what is in store for these particular life forms that are here now. I don't even want to go into that. It goes downhill very quickly in a few words. so we want to keep this show more positive, you know? So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So I guess we can move on to the second portion of this new way to use the billboard, psychic billboard clearing. And that is the program that you said you can see out there that is attaching to us, or has maybe always been attached to us, the Open to Receive program. So can you talk a little bit about that one, and then we'll describe for people what they can do to disconnect?
Yeah, if you kind of remember, that's kind of one of those buzzwords, you know. You know, you must be open to receive. Well, that program is becoming activated. So whether it was put into you maybe 1,000 years ago or so, might be one of those programs, you know, for this new age that we're in. New age started turn of the year here, to a another consciousness arena of the clone replicas. So we're in a different timeline completely, a whole different set of new timelines. And so that could be right there being activated in everybody on the planet. And so they want you to receive the clones, and they want to have you get received by them. Naturally, you know, when you think about open to receive, another way of saying it is you're open to be sucked away, and you don't want to do that. So want to also do that, not activate that program in yourself. You could do that 2,000-year clearing, the barcode clearing. That may help. But the main thing is, I think on the psychic billboard, this is, remember, that works with mind energy, and they're trying to get into your consciousness with mind, take you sideways. So this is why that the clearing is so nice to use that way, because you're dealing with mind directly on the programs. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, again, use the psychic billboard clearing for this. And, Ron, what... Let me see, did we write this down? I don't think I wrote this down, but what should we write? Turn off my open to receive program? What is it? Would that do it?
Yeah, you want to turn that off because it's turned on. In fact, I'll do it right now. Remember, when you go into this program, like I mentioned before, if you're a newbie, you may not wonder what it is. So it's a way that you can use the dark side program to bring things into your life that you are now missing because running a program of something else. So that's basically the way it works, just real simply. So you go in there and you can just put in that you want that turned off. Or the program will do whatever. It'll turn it off because you're now in control of the keyboard, okay? And so you turn that program off completely. And you want to do it, like I say, every day or two and monitor where you are. So I'll do that for everybody right now to see how you feel and how you sense the energy. So, but they could be dangling that carrot in front of your nose or the fish hook or whatever, you know, drafting hook ready to grab you. So here we go. One, getting rid of this program to receive program that's active right now in you. How long it'll be off, I don't know, but it may be off for a while. You know, you may want to do it daily. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see how you are feeling now. You might feel like a burden has been released from you. Maybe they've been trying to come in for quite a while, and you just really haven't caught on to the open to receive program yet. Now you go, wow, I feel better because I feel different, which is because that program now is taken off. So just kind of see how you are doing with that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I just want to clarify, Ellen is wondering if it's a new psychic billboard clearing, and no, it's the one that we've been talking about and using and that's been available for several years on Ron's website, which if you're new, we haven't mentioned, is creationlightship.com, creationlightship.com, and so you just use that same old billboard clearing that we've all been using for a long time and many times, and you add these things. These are two new ways to use the clearing rather than creating another new clearing. This is what Ron felt would be the easiest way to do this quickly because he found this out in the last day or so. So you use the psychic billboard clearing to do these two things that we're talking about today. So I'll just recap really quickly. It's a space holder buffer zone, a creation of an area around our bodies where we can request that space holders are placed. And I'll give the words again of what you need to write in. So if you're waiting for that, grab your pen and paper. That's the first one. And then the second one on the psychic billboard clearing that we've all been using all these months and years is you're going to get rid of the open to receive program. You're going to disconnect that from your billboard. So here's the wording. So for the space holder, you're going to write, put space holders around me, or you could say around my body, and around the clones I am interacting with. put space holders around my body and around the clones I'm interacting with. Cindy has typed that into the fast chat, so you can, if you're not getting it quickly enough from me, it's in the fast chat right now. And then the second one, you can just write, disconnect my open to receive program. And if you want to word it slightly differently, that's fine, but if you're not coming up with any wording, you can just use what we're suggesting here. Harmony is wondering about if we should be using it on people that we're interacting with also, Ron.
Yeah, I'm trying to think on that one here. So I don't, I'm trying to figure how that would work.
Well, I know this was kind of, you came up with this because of the clones trying to connect to us and help the dark side connect to us and abduct us. So we definitely want to do it for the clones. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's too much responsibility for you. Remember, you might see 100 people a day. You're going to want to do 100 clearings? No, just do it for yourself. All you're doing is when they come in, they come into your field, they want to, you know, bump elbows with you or you on the subway or something, or shake your hand or give you a hug. Hopefully you're avoiding people. But as they do that, remember, the clone is trying to abduct you into their reality on their timeline. And so the space holders can help prevent that. So you don't really want to do it on anybody else but yourself. They will get the benefit just by you having it. But, you know, otherwise you're going to be there for forever trying to do clearings. You know, you can do it on yourself and your pet or animal or something if you would like. But with other people, then you got to get the clearing for them. So just do it for yourself. That's the main thing, so that you're able to hold that consciousness. And the light, the space holders of light will help you. So how do you people feel? I'll give you a sample of that again here. So here we go. We're going to put some space holders around you. And you might want to just hold your hand out, maybe fingers pointing upward, palm away from you, and just kind of hold it at length, arm's length, and just kind of see, squint your eyes, and just see if your auric field changes around you. You have to probably put your hand maybe against a darker wall, and you may see a glow around your fingers coming out maybe, maybe up to a half an inch or so. And we'll just see if it changes a little bit here. So here we go. Here's space holders coming around you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you should be able to see maybe your energy field change around you a little bit. Maybe not, but just sample it and just see. And the whole thing is that when you have this light around you, this light cannot be really stolen because it's not attached to you. It's around you, but it's just pure light, and the light is going to, in a sense, help to protect you as much as it can as these energies are coming to you to, in a sense, abduct you onto the Beyondo, live with the clones. So they don't typically probably want you here because now you're a minority and they want everybody controlled. But the clones, once they get more light into them, and if they do try to come into the light, just by having the light around them and with them, they'll probably be pretty much automatic. And all of a sudden, they may change completely, but they won't have any programs. Remember, the dark side is desperately trying to put programs into the clones. And in fact, there's a, we'll probably read about it tomorrow night, but there's another website up there out, and the guy is around, he's been around for ages. and he does channeling. And what they're putting together here is, Arganthian family, I guess I pronounced that right, is also busy with the daily adjustments needed to update your numerous light chambers. I'm going to take you away underground, okay? These are the clones. Our goal is to be ready at a moment's notice to transfer you to your light chamber residences in Arthas. So, as heaven gives us the green light, now that moment, preparatory activities are to be carried out by our new governance. But anyway, what they're doing in a gist is they created these underground light chambers for people to come into to be reprogrammed, thinking that it's heaven. And that's the whole process. We'll talk about it probably on the show on Friday, but that's what the aliens are channeling through this one individual. And, that's what's happening. They're getting ready to receive. You don't want to be one of those recipients of on the other end of the reception there. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Going back to the open to receive program, Stephanie is wondering, am I an open to receive program conduit?
Conduit, no. But you have the program attached to you, and it could be running. So you don't want to be connected to that program where you happen to make a mistake and you slip into the darkness as somebody attempts to take you sideways. Remember, they already took the people at the end of the year, and if you're listening, hopefully you were not taken. If you were taken, then you got a great opportunity because, you know, you can send us an email and CLS questions at Yahoo. We can send you that clearing to have the clones come into the light. That would be wonderful for you. You don't know what's in store for the clones. How long are they going to be living here? No? No way of knowing that. What are they going to be used for? Oh, maybe you could just be a workforce if you're a clone listening here. The clones that people have seen more recently, maybe since they started, they're very docile. Very polite, very docile, not much upstairs, not much going on. Don't recognize earthly habits here or the ways of living. Don't know how to give change or directions. Mind loop all the time. That's a typical clone's reality, but you know, they don't have all their programs yet. So if you are that and you want to come into the light and share what's in the light, then you have that opportunity. Maybe you could talk about that, Carrie. And by all means, you know, earmark this program, you know, with the date on it, so you can go back into the BBS archives and or even just, you know, read the BBS fast chat go up, and somebody posted what the state at the psychic billboard clearing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. You just asked me something, and I can't remember what it was, but I'm going to read to you. There are quite a few comments, Ron, from when you put the space holders around us. And Terry is saying, this feels fabulous. And Connie says, wow. Stephanie says, thank you for the space holders. Olaire, incredible feeling right now. Marcy is saying, thank you. Heaviness lifted, and that feels more uplifting. And Doina, wow, is right. And Ophelia, thank you, Ron. Valaya says, the space holders changed my whole being, and Peter says, feel very, very light. So people are really feeling it. I didn't see anything myself it's kind of, I've got a lot of lights on in here, so I didn't really have anywhere dark, and I'm not sure that I would see my aura anyway, but I felt it too, Ron. I really relaxed, my body relaxed when you put that, the space holders around us. That was very, very nice. So it looks like everybody's having a very pleasant result from this. So now we know how we can get this. So that's wonderful. So the other thing is to do this frequently. And I think, Ron, you mentioned do it every day or every other day.
I would probably do it every day just to do it.
Okay. And how long should we run it? What should we set the timer for on this, do you think?
I would probably run it, a half an hour typically. That's what I would probably do.
Okay.
You can probably run it when you're I'm home from work, you want to check your emails or something, you can do that. And just run it and see how you feel. If you're able to go to your computer on your job site, then run it there. You might even be able to run it, I don't know if the timer is adjustable to run it all day or not. I'm just not sure on that one, where you can put your picture of you up in front of your computer. But, all it's for is to help you ward off these energies. I watched this movie a few times, not much, but about five different episodes. It's The Walking Dead, and it's kind of funny. If you've seen it, it might look kind of gross as you see the zombies eating people walking around, But that's kind of what is sort of going on. They're not eating people yet, or, they may not, but it's possible. Remember, these people are trying to get away from these other brand-new life forms here that somehow became zombie-ized. And so these zombies are against humanity, and these people are trying to flee from them. So this is kind of what you're attempting to do yourself, to live in a world that is not created by light. And as we start working more with the energies, hopefully, we won't be here too much longer. I would like to say that. I'm way overdue. I'm getting tired. Whenever ascension time happens, it'd be nice to get the heck out of here. I'm sure you all can agree with that. But I could say that the military right now is about 98% on battling out there with all the soldiers, and they have probably recreated more and more of them. I don't know if I want any people out there listening who have enlisted to battle. I still have you people offline because it's just let the soldiers do their stuff. That's how I kind of look at it, because there's so many of them now that they may not even need you. If you really want to do that, then you could probably talk to the people that you've enlisted with, and they could probably put you online. But basically, I just can't really see doing that. I'm busy as it is all the time right now. So these new timelines that are getting breached here, it's not a good thing. And right now we're pushing them back quite a ways. So I'm kind of rambling here, but that's what's going on. And I think the biggest thing to help everybody here is to do that. You get the space holders around you, so people that you have contact with or see will not try to steal you. Remember, they can take you on a timeline. An example would be, let's just say that you're a hitchhiker, right? And you put your thumb out, and somebody pulls over, and you say, I have to go a mile up the road, and you hop in their car, and maybe the clone is driving, and all of a sudden they abduct the whole car, you and the clone, and now you're on another timeline in the Beyondo, Never thought about that, but that's kind of what can happen. Well, the space holder should help to prevent that. Well, that's just one way of kind of looking at it in a very simplistic way. The clones really probably don't want you here, and space holders can help to safeguard your space around you. It won't come into you. So back to you, Carrie.
Blimey. Can you hear me okay, Ron?
I can hear you good, yes.
Okay, so we have somebody asking, whether this space holder clearing will work on someone who already got cloned out. And we haven't mentioned yet, but if you have done the light infusion clearing on somebody that you believe to be a clone, can do this clearing for them also. Is that correct, Ron? Do you want to add to that?
Yeah. So you want to, you know, if you're wondering what that is, you have to contact us so we can send you the codes for that special clearing. Oh, you have to go to CLS Questions and request it. And, you know, that could possibly help that clone to come into the light. Basically, that's what it's sort of for. Hopefully, it would work perfectly fine. But the main thing is you don't want these energies around you to take you sideways. And you may know what I'm talking about as you see life out there, not what you're used to, and not the way it used to be in 2012. Now we're in 2013. Oh, I'll do one more time here for space holders, and we'll talk about our Saturday conference call. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll need to get off here because we have another program to do here. About a minute, so we'll be off here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we start our monthly call tomorrow or Saturday, the 4-hour call, and we have our 8-hour calls after that. So that'll be for March. I had to move it up quickly because of the New York Expo. So, Carrie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Ron.
And, got our other video program coming up. So thank you. Thank you, Carrie. See you later, everybody.
And check Ron's website for the link to the next show, creationlightship.com. Night-night.